you know, 20, 25 minutes how much they can do, but they can explain things to you that you've always wanted to know. For instance, where does the, you know what Hopping John is, right? Hopping John? But you don't know why it's called Hopping John, do you? Well, I'm not going to tell you, because then they wouldn't have anything to do. But they told me a long time ago, and I never forgot. They told me what it means to have the left hind leg of a rabbit. I think they told me that. It was something like that. Anyway, they're extremely knowledgeable. They're wonderful people. You're going to love their songs. You're going to love their stories. And Douglas, do you still Hambone? Your son Hambones. All right. So we're going to see. So you're going to see some of the best Hamboning you ever saw. And as a matter of fact, if you pay attention, you'll be able to Hambone. And if you don't pay real good attention, you will Hambone and you will knock your own teeth out. You will hurt yourself severely with this Hamboning business, because this is not for the faint of heart. As the saying goes, these are professionals. You don't try this at home until you've practiced a little bit. Now, this afternoon, we've got Ron and Barry coming up, and you'll want to see them. And we've got Alan Jabor will be here. In fact, already has been here, and is probably wandering around the area. So this is absolutely the place to be. Go down by the Pfaff tent. Join. I see somebody looks like, kind of has a beret on. Was your picture in the paper here with the beret on? No, there are two other beret people around. I'm loving that we got so many beret people. Go down and join the Friends of Florida Folk. You can buy albums. You can buy CDs from the people who play here. You can find out everything that's going on. Be sure to go and look at all the crafts. And as I always tell people when they come down to Dade City for the Old Time Music Championship, your job is to not leave here with any money at all. Whatever money you brought, you spend it on food, because the food here is about as good as it gets. And when all your money's gone, you'll know that you're ready to leave. Are you ready, folks? Yes. Please clap really loudly for the Georgian Sea Island Singers. You're going to love them.
Hello. I'm going to try that again. We were in California last weekend at the university. Now, I'm going to try this again, because I'm on my own home state, neighboring state. We're from Georgia, and the next state from Georgia coming south on 95 is what? Florida. All right. That's right. All right. Hello. Let me know I'm home. We are the Georgia Sea Island Singers, and we do live off the coast of Georgia on the Atlantic Ocean. As you know, it's a string of islands strung along the Atlantic Ocean, and they are called sea islands. In the states of Florida, Georgia, South, and North Carolina, there's a very unique language that's being spoken in those areas today. That language today is called Gullah. Years ago, it was called Geechee. Now, we are going to share that language with you. I could go into a lot of explanation, but they said 20 minutes. Please. Come follow me home to Georgia, and we can go 3 or 4 hours without stopping. Now, the Gullah language. Being seaport towns up and down that Atlantic Ocean, ships come in to be loaded and unloaded. During slavery, the slave owners would get the money for the men working. But after freedom, they were supposed to pay the black men for working. But the captains did not want to pay them. They would tell them, if you come and work for me today, I'll pay you tomorrow. And after they've done the work, they would get in their ships and sail out without paying them. They were free at that time, but they were still afraid to say, like we would say today in this generation, look, man, I'm not going to work for you if you don't pay me. But being very creative and intelligent, they got together and created this song, and they would sing it while they were doing the work on the ships, hoping that the captain of the ship would hear them singing while they were working, and realize that they were singing because they wanted to be paid for working. The song that they created and sung was, "Pay Me My Money Down." Now, that's just as plain as you can get it. Now, Tony, it's a call and response song, as well as a sea shanty, as well as a work song. Tony's going to begin the call by singing,
"Pay me, pay me."
And your response will be,
"Pay me my money down."
Then Tony will say,
"Pay me or go to jail."
And we will say what?
"Pay me my money down."
All right.
Are you ready? You sang about as good as those fifth graders. All right, Tony.
Pay me, pay me.
Come on.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me or go to jail.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me or Mr. Stevie Dore.
Pay me my money down.
Now if I knew the boss was blind.
Pay me my money down.
Oh, I wouldn't have come to work until 9:30.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me or go to jail.
Pay me my money down.
Now if I were the boss man's son.
Pay me my money down.
Oh, I wouldn't have come to work until breakfast was done.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me a Mr. Stevie Dore.
Pay me my money down.
I thought I heard in the deck below.
Pay me my money down.
Oh, tomorrow will be our salary day.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me or go to jail.
Pay me my money down.
Clap your hands. Let me see how much rhythm you got. Now that's the way they would sing that song on the mainland. But on the islands, like in Florida, on Amelia Island, in Georgia, on St. Simon's Island, Jekyll Island, in Glenn County, where we live today, in South Carolina, Hilton Head Island, and the Outer Banks of North Carolina, those areas were isolated. Those people did not get a chance to come to the mainland very often to hear English spoken, because in those days, they had to come by boats or by ferries. They didn't have bridges like we have today to go back and forth to the islands. So if they spoke in the Geechee or Gullah language, then they also sung in that language. We're going to sing that same song for you in that beautiful Gullah or Geechee language. Now, while singing it in that language, you are going to hear us say, Now, the reason why those black men would do that, years ago, they did not have machinery like we have today in this generation for loading heavy objects on or off the ship. So if something was very heavy, those black men knew how to make their work a lot easier. They would tie a long rope around whatever was heavy that they were trying to pull on or off the ship. They all would get together and pull on the rope. And by whatever they were trying to move being heavy, when they would pull, they would say what? And it seemed like whatever they were moving would move a lot easier. As I tell the school children that years ago, your great-grandfathers or great-great-grandfathers were trying to cut wood by hand by cutting it with an axe. And they would try to get that axe down to that wood by hand. They would say, and it seemed like that axe would go down into that wood a lot easier. They think they created that today in this generation, but they didn't. All right, same song, listen, in the Gullah language.
Pay me, you owe me. Pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down. Don't have your in the deck me, yo. Pay me my money down. My be a sherry day. Pay me my money down. If I were the boss man's son, pay me my money down. Stand down, drink good rum. Pay me my money down.
The Gullah language is a mixture of the African dialect and English with the British influence, where in Louisiana, Creole is a mixture of the African dialect and English with French. Now, to share with you another song, Doug is going to, Doug is here in the wheelchair. He's had surgery on his legs, and And I always say to him, I said, baby, you can't go, because you got to wait till you get well. And his legs, you know, had bypass surgery in his legs. He said, Frankie, I don't sing with my feet. So I'm going to ask Doug if he would sing for you a song that you are used to hearing in English. The song is about Moses. We all know the story of how Moses led the children out of Egypt land, that whole biblical story. And Doug is going to sing it the way you are used to hearing it. Now, Harriet Tubman was known as the Moses of her generation when she was taken slave from south to north to freedom by the way of the Underground Railroad. Now, Doug is going to sing it for you in English. Then we're going to demonstrate the way it was sung off the coast of Florida, Georgia, South, and the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. Who's that yonder dressed in red? Let my people go. Must be the children that Moses laid. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go.
He doesn't sing with his feet. Now, that's the way you are used to hearing. Now, we're going to sing it for you in Gullah. Now, in Gullah, we do not speak as you speak. Where you would say, I am going out into the yard. In Gullah, we do not say yard. In Gullah, we say,
yeah.
Yeah. Let me hear you say that. Yeah. Yeah. I am going out into the,
yeah.
There's a dog in the,
yeah.
All right. Now, where you would say, oh, there's a fire over there. In Gullah, we do not say there's a fire. In Gullah, we say there's a fire over there. Let me hear you say fire.
Fire.
There's a
fire.
All right, over there. Where you would say, I am going to break this, they would say, I gonna broke them. Where you would say, I am going to leave here, they would say, I gonna left ya. All right, same song, same words, listen, in that beautiful Gullah or Geechee language.
Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you.
Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you.
Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you. In some lonesome graveyard,
Moses, Moses, I hear the chariot coming.
Moses, Moses, I hear the chariot coming.
Moses, Moses, I hear the chariot coming. In some lonesome graveyard. I hear the horses running. Ooh, I hear the horses running. Ooh, I hear the horses running in some lonesome graveyard.
That beautiful Gullah or Geechee language. Our ancestors had to work on those plantations from Monday through Saturday. And then on Sunday evening, they had to entertain the slave owners by singing and dancing on the plantation. Why? Because the slave owners didn't have televisions, stereos, and they definitely didn't have Nintendos and videos. One of the second graders said, "What?" So they are going. So Tony is going to demonstrate for you ham bone. Ham bone was created on the plantation because of this situation. When they would kill hogs, they would not give our ancestors any of the good parts of the meat. And they would cut all the meat off of a ham bone and give the bone to one of them. That person would cut that bone up, share it with the others all around that plantation, helping each other to survive. Did you know that's why the famous line is in our generation today that have been handed down over 200 years ago? That famous line today is, ham bone, where have you been? The response is, all around the world and back again. They were saying in a coded message using music, you gave the bone to me, but I shared it with my friends and relatives all around this plantation, helping each other to survive. Now, one person would take a piece of that ham bone, season their collard greens, their mustard or turnip greens. Another person would take a piece of that ham bone and season their butter beans or peas. Did you know that's why we use ham to season our vegetables 200 years later? Now, Tony's going to call it out the way our ancestors created it. They didn't have cars to ride in. Everyone rode in horse and wagons. So they talked about the wagon wheels in the song. The slaves did not have whiskey stores to go out and buy their whiskey in. They made moonshine, homebrew, wine, and buck, and they made it at home in jugs and in kegs. Now, how many adults out there knows about drinking homebrew? Let me see your hands. Oh, you my generation of people. This generation know nothing about Johnny Walker Red, you know, and all that stuff. Okay, Tony's going to beat ham bone for you. You know, we were in doing a church program, and I asked that question. How many in here knows about drinking homebrew? And nobody would hold their hands up. And as soon as the pastor held his hand up, everybody's hand went up. Now, Tony's going to call it out, and he's going to call that the way our ancestors created, and you will see, as I tell the school children, you will see that MC Hammer, Snoop Doggy Dogg, and this little Bow Wow, who they got now, and Partu, and all these folks, they didn't create rapping. They just took rapping in their generation and blew it out of proportion. Listen at the way the slaves were rapping about what was happening 200 years ago on the plantation.
How many of you all have a cell phone? Raise your hand. Normally, I do this with the younger kids. Oh, you got one, too? Wow, you got a phone. Okay, do you know 200 years ago, do you know they did not have a cell phone? They did not even have a telephone. They did not have AT&T, Sprint, and Bell South, or none of those things. But you know, those folks were smart. You know, they had a drum. It had skin on both sides. What they would do, when they needed to talk to one another, they would be from one plantation to the other. They could not go out and yell and say, hey, over there, or whatever, to their loved ones or to their friends because, you know, they were so far away. They couldn't do like the kids do today. Mom, I'm going in the next block or I'll be back. No. They couldn't do that because they were under the slave of bondage, up on the slave. But what they done, they took a drum and they would take a drum and whatever they had to say meant. Think about if you were trying to talk to a little honey over there on the other side over there. And the other men knew how to read that drum. They could hear you talking to the lady over there. They know what you said to her. What they would do is they would tap out messages, one to another from one plantation to the other. They would take this drum and they would squeeze it. And it would get one tune like it has now. And then as they release it, it changes. Now, that's amazing, young people. You know that? That's amazing that they tap out messages, communicating one with another, just like they would be in the sub, and they would be tapping on the sub, sending up messages, and they can hear it, and they know where their folks are lost at. But you know what this? I want to believe that this was the first cell phone, people, right here. And it is called the talking drum. The drum, I'm telling you, The drum that is before me is the drum, the djembe drum that they used to make music by, to enjoy themselves by, and all, you know, because they didn't have, they did not have a CDs and DVDs, and they didn't have boom boxes and all of the things that technology coming up with now. Even on your computer, you could get music off of it, you can blow it down on a disc or whatever, you know, you could do all those things. But during that time, when those folks have had a very hard day and it just things just haven't been going right, and they just say, you know, one of these days I'm going to get away from all this mess. But you know what? The only way they would get away is they would make music. And they would use this drum to make music. And I created a song, and it called I Fly Away. And it goes something like this. I fly away.
That's in Gullah.
When the morning come, when the morning come, I will fly away. If I had a wing, wing like a bird, I will fly away. When the morning come, when the morning come, I will fly away. Far, far away. Far, far away. When the morning come, when the morning come, I will fly away. Now I'm telling you, those folks didn't have Kenny G. They had to make their own music.
Who knows about Kenny G out there?
Yes, sir. He's a bad motorcycle jack. A Harley Davidson. You know what I'm talking about. He's a bad motorcycle. I like Kenny G. But, you know, I'm going to do the Hambone Pat that Dad did on Nickelodeon television. And the way he did it on television, on Gullah Gullah Island, he showed it on television. And I'm going to demonstrate some of that for you. Do you know they took the drum away from them? They took both drums. They couldn't communicate, and they could not make music to release pressure. So they said, that's okay. We'll use what we got. That's when they began to use their bodies, their mouths, and their feet in order to be able to do that which they want to do. So watch, listen, and learn, people. Watch.
A bass drum.
Woo. That's using what you got. Now I'm gonna do a different pat. I'm gonna do a different pat using the body still to make music. And these young kids are amazed because they're like, wow, you know. But, you know, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a different pat, and I just want you to watch, listen at me, watch. Because this pat, I would be asking you all to be a part of this. And this pat is the way that I want you all to be when I ask you to come in. Now, just watch what I do. They begin to do their pat. Now, normally we do it on a wooden floor where you can hear my feet real good. Now, listen at my feet. Making music with the body. Take away my mouth. Take away my feet. That pat is the only pat I want you all to do. Come on. Do it with me. Okay, good. When I stop, you stop. Long while I pat, you pat. When I stop, you stop. There's an old buck dance that was created 200 years ago that I'm going to do for you, that I'm going to demonstrate for you, that there was dances that you are doing today that came out of a 200-year-old old buck dance. Mama will tell you about it as soon as I finish. But long while you see me pat it, you pat. And when I stop, you stop. And when I stand up, please do not pat anymore. Thank you. Pat. Hand bone, pat him on the shoulder. Hand me down a pretty girl, show you how to hold her. Santa Claus was a good old man. Wiped his face in the frying pan. Comb his hair with the wagon wheel. died with a toothache in his heel. Hambone, Hambone, where you been? All around the world and back again. Hambone, Hambone, where did you stay? I met a pretty girl and couldn't get away. Hambone, Hambone, what did you do? I got a chance and fairly flew. Hambone, Hambone, where did you go? I hopped up to Miss Lucy's door. I asked Miss Lucy, would she marry me? She said, I don't care, my papa don't care. First came in was Mr. Snake. Crawled all over that wedding cake. Next came in was Mr. Bug. Flew all over that whiskey jug. Next came in was Mr. Tink. He ate so much till it made him sick. Next come in was Mr. Coon. We asked him to sing a swabbing tune. Ham, ham, ham.
Hambone, Hambone, where you been? Nowhere, 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 nowhere.
Hey!
That's it.
Let's give it up again for the Georgia City.